Good morning. Beautiful, beautiful Sunday morning to each and every one of you. Thank you so much for joining me here on Healing Through Her Talk Radio Sunday Morning Inspiration. I am your host, C. Maria Wall. How was your week last week? Some of you I know have come across a mighty long and rough road. But you know what? Today, it's a brand new day. It's 6:01 a.m. here in my neck of the woods, and I know some of you throughout the world could be midday, could be going into evening, and of course, over on the West Coast here in the United States, it's about 3:01 a.m. So some of you may be about to end your Saturday while we here on the East Coast are about to start ours. As always, I hope that each and every one of you is in your favorite place. Lie back, sit back. We are about to start our meditation. As always, our breathing exercises, eyes closed, lie back, sit back, just allow my voice to guide you. We're about to let loose of all of that tension that we've been giving too much attention to all week long. You know, sometimes we tend to give our problems and our stress all of the power, and this is what causes us to break down many times. So let's prepare. Lie back, sit back, eyes closed. Let's start some breathing. Are you ready? Okay, let's inhale. Now exhale. One more time. Inhale. Now exhale. Just lie here. Sit here for a moment. Just be still. Listen to my voice and allow it to guide you on our journey today. Today's message is all about ordinary people, extraordinary tasks. You know, I know now that I'm just an ordinary person charged by God to do an extraordinary task. Acts 1:8 states, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth." You know how befitting for this particular vision to come to me for this week. Many of you know we're in the middle of the pre-launch of our Marathon of Hope Kingdom Movement. And as I've stated before, so many times people say that hurt people hurt people. Well, many of us are hurt people who want to heal people through our stories, through our experiences. We will have our official kickoff the weekend of June 6th through 8th. But for now, we're going to keep moving forward and trying to touch as many people as we can. We're located throughout the United States, and we plan on touching the world. Because you see, when God charges you with a divine task, that becomes something all of itself. It's not about us. We're just ordinary people who've been charged with an extraordinary task. So when you receive your orders, do not ignore them. Do not turn your back on them. Oh, what a blessing it is to know that we're embarking on something wondrous, something that is so anointed. Tears come to my eyes even thinking about it. Last night on our regular Healing Through Hurt Talk radio show, my special guest was Toni Hatton. And one thing that she said through it all, at 5 years old, when her son was 5 years old, rather, she had to have his eyes removed because he had a certain type of cancer. And had she not made the decision to do that, it would have taken his life. And out of that, she has become a powerful speaker, a powerful advocate, wonderful author, but most of all, she's still just his mom. I believe now he's 27 years old or so. But oh my God, when God sent her the message to pick herself up and take her message to the world, that's when it becomes an extraordinary task. And so many people thinking, oh my gosh, 5 years old, this and that. Do not live in that moment. Do not allow yourself to live in the past. Do not become a victim. Do not become a victim. The bottom line is, we're not here to simply exist. We are here for a specific task. So many of us are born on this earth, we exist, and then we die without ever achieving that goal or discovering what our true destiny was. We tend to ignore the signs that we see all around us. And always remember to remain humble. We're just ordinary people charged by God Himself to do extraordinary tasks. If you look at the history of so many of some of our famous icons, some of them had come from nothing to lead nations, to lead a people, to incite change. Ordinary people, it's not about us. It's about the task that we have been given. And most people consider me a very accomplished individual, but I'm still just an ordinary person. So when you receive your orders, do not ignore them. You know, they say that if you ignore your blessings, eventually that opportunity is going to go away and someone else is going to receive it, because there are a lot of people out here waiting to find out what their purpose is really. And if you are not interested in knowing why you're here, then maybe, just maybe, you'll get another chance. And when or if you do not ignore it, because to know what your purpose is on this earth is a feeling that words cannot describe. To be walking in your purpose, passion, and power is something that cannot be put into any type of verbal, descriptive form. It's a feeling that's deep within. It becomes a part of who you are, just like breathing in air. the feeling that I get when I'm working on my destiny, when I'm working on my purpose. It gives me life. It makes me want to continue to move forward. I enjoy waking up in the morning, and when I go to sleep at night, after I have my talk with God, my mind leaves me thinking about how I can achieve my next set of goals the next day, because I'm walking in divine purpose. And I'm loving every minute of it. So just remember, God will call on ordinary people to do his extraordinary task. And when your orders come, be prepared to walk into your greatness. As always, Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio, the Friday Night Faith and Praise, and this, our Sunday Morning Inspiration, is sponsored by the Wall Foundation Incorporated. This is an IRS-recognized and approved 501c3 nonprofit. If you'd like to get involved or get in touch with us, there's several ways you can do that. If you're on Facebook, you can find us under Healing Through Hurt, iTalk Radio, presented by the Wall Foundation, Inc. If you're on Google Plus, we're the Relationship Recovery Group there. And of course, by traditional means, emails, contact@thewallfoundationinc.org, mariawall@thewallfoundationinc.org. But the best email is healingwithmaria@yahoo.com. And of course, our phone number is 202-618-2556. That's 202-618-2556. And if you would like to send us a written message via United States Postal Service, our address is Post Office Box 272 in Randallstown, Maryland, 21133. As always, I pray each and every one of you enough. I pray you enough sunshine to brighten your rainy days. I also pray you enough rain to make your gardens grow beautifully. And I pray you enough smiles to turn that frown you've been carrying around upside down. But most of all, I pray you enough strength and courage to face whatever may be coming your way this week and beyond. Just a few quick reminders. If you are interested in the registration information, this is a free event coming up. The Marathon of Hope Kingdom Movement, our kickoff, is a free weekend-long event of speakers, messages of hope, encouragement, enlightenment, inspiration, and motivation. If you'd like to get information on registration, text the word HOPE to 202-618-2556, and I will send you a personal message with the registration information. Again, just remember, when you receive your orders, do not ignore them. God is waiting for you and only you, because the task that you are given belongs to you. It belongs to you. So many of us do not accomplish our task, and that causes a rift in the entire divine timeline. And sometimes it's reassigned to someone else. Sometimes it may not be. Just remember, it's not about you becoming extraordinary. It's about you bringing the world an extraordinary task as an ordinary person. So until next time, as always, I am your most gracious and humble and appreciative host, C. Maria Wall, praying each and every one of you enough of whatever it is you need to make it through this day and beyond. So until next time, be well, be blessed, and just remember to continue to pay it and pray it forward. This concludes our broadcast day. I hope you've enjoyed this program. Feel free to come back and listen to all of our programs. They are archived from day one. From day one when we started, a little over 4 years ago. And we have grown exponentially in 4 years' time. An ordinary show. Who would have thought that an ordinary show would have become such a driving force to so many people, to so many people. I'm so amazed and blessed by all of it that words can't even describe that. Once again, it was just an ordinary show called Healing Through Hurt. I didn't know what would happen or how long we would be on the airwaves, but we're still here, and we have grown so much. Oh my gosh, words cannot describe. So continue to lie back. We'll start up our music again. Of course, it's from the Tai Chi CD. The artist is Thomas Walker, one of my favorite artists for relaxation music. So it's from the Tai Chi CD, and the artist's name is Thomas Walker. But just lie back for a moment to relate and reflect. Open your heart, mind, spirit, and soul to your orders, to the message. Welcome it. Then prepare to walk into your extraordinary destiny and journey. Oh, what a wonderful, wonderful experience it is to know what your purpose is. And trust me, when you find out, it will, if it is not already, you will awaken the passion in all of it. Then and only then will you walk into your power. So until next time, be well, be blessed. I'm C. Maria Wall, going to turn the music back up for you for a few moments. Have a blessed Sunday and a God-awesome work week or week this week and beyond. I will see you back here again next Saturday for our regular scheduled Healing Through Hurt Talk radio show, and Friday night for our Friday Night Faith and Praise. I will be joining my colleague and co-host Tina Hobson on her show. So again, join us on one of our social networking sites, and I'll be sure to put up the information so that you'll be able to join us too. And then week after next, we'll be back here on the Friday Night Faith and Praise service here on Healing Through Hurt. So until then, be well, be blessed. Have a wonderful, wonderful, and blessed remainder of your weekend and upcoming week. I'll see you soon. Thank you.